MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Chilling now with Phoevos Pirulis. He is, of course, CEO of Theresa. They had some production update out yesterday. That was for the quarter ending December. Phoevos, morning. Really appreciate your time again. Really solid production numbers. I want to delve into a few sort of moving parts, perhaps around the numbers. And the first is that rhodium price. Rhodium still up around $18,000 an ounce. When you're mining PGMs, obviously that basket, are you able to sort of direct your operations to areas of maybe higher rhodium, or is it just going to be a case of this is the stream that you have, and it's almost, I don't want to say luck, but beyond your control as to what amount of rhodium you get from that basket?
Yeah, good morning, Simon, and nice to be on the show again. So, yeah, I think it's a function of the geology and the ground, and so one can't target a specific platinum group metal in your pearl split. And so I think we're fortunate in the fact that our middle group reef horizons contain just short of 10% rhodium in our pearl split. And just out of interest, this morning I was looking at the Hong Kong fix. Rhodium has now hit $20,000 an ounce. I mean, you couldn't have dreamt this a year ago. You know, it's really unprecedented.
I'm sure I have a memory of once seeing rhodium at under 1,000, and we're going way back. I mean, way back. But I mean,
not too far ago, not too long ago. But yeah, below 1,000, correct.
And so you're getting about 10% rhodium, and that is, you know, more or less a bit fudging at the sides, but that is what your reef is more or less delivering, and therefore your expectation going forward.
Correct, yeah. So the geology is pretty consistent. So if you look at the pearl splits, it's, you know, we have around 55% platinum, and it's good to see platinum breaching the $1,000 an ounce mark.
Yeah, yeah.
About 16% palladium, and then obviously importantly, that's just shy of 10% rhodium. Which is a real boost to our earnings and margins.
You've got your Vulcan processing plant. That's the chrome concentrate, which is on track to start producing in financial year 22 and onwards. How much is that going to add to your current chrome operations?
Yeah, so it's a unique process that we developed in-house, and we're very excited about the commissioning of that by September this year. That should add around 400,000 tons of chrome concentrate a year to our production, so around a 25% boost. And importantly, it's a type of scavenger plant, so the operating costs are very low in terms of the fact that we're processing a tailing stream that normally would deposit on our waste storage facilities.
And how is chrome traded? I mean, is it a contract trade? Is it a spot market like sort of the other commodities?
So, yeah, it doesn't have a exchange-traded market, so it's typically on a bilateral basis, and it's mostly on a spot market basis, yeah.
I want to turn quickly to COVID. You mentioned it, naturally, you mentioned it a fair bit in your update of yesterday. It is the story of last year and truthfully going to be of this year. My sense is from your update, from chatting to you with the results a quarter ago, is that, I mean, mining is at its core around safety. And I suppose COVID kind of just added an extra sort of process to that safety. But perhaps in some senses, mining as an industry was better position to integrate COVID processes into their operations. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I think it is fair, Simon. And what we did last year at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic was we put in all the precautionary measures. We invested in quarantine facilities and clinics and so forth to manage that sort of potential first wave of infections, which fortunately didn't transpire. I think of concern now is the infection rate that we're seeing post the festive season and people returning and the active cases. So I think just by the nature of safety being a core value of ours and the industry, we were better prepared to deal with, you know, implementing these systems and protocols. Having said that, it still remains a risk in terms of business continuity.
Yeah, I mean,
across the globe, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely a risk. And I mean, there's obviously cost, and there would have been, you know, you mentioned putting in those initial processes up front, clinics and quarantines and the like. That's a one-off cost. The ongoing cost, I mean, it's a cost you're obviously happy to take because it's protecting staff. Is it significant? I mean, is it an important line item, or is it a cost that a company such as Theresa, who are producing, is able to take quite comfortably?
Yeah, so I think cost is secondary to the health and safety of our employees, and it remains a priority. So I think the cost is not significant when you look at it in the mm-hmm. big picture and in terms of the potential impact that an outbreak could have on an operation. So, yeah, I'm very happy to keep contributing and investing into the health and safety of our employees, yeah.
That's a great point. It's the cost which keeps the operations working. We'll leave it there. Fevus Pirulis, CEO of Theresa, really appreciate your early morning. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.